Utah voters rated crime as the number 7 issue of concern in this year's Utah Priorities Project. A research brief from Utah Foundation shows that rates for most crime have been going down both in Utah and across the nation. But there is serious concern about the way police officers relate to the communities they serve and about the large numbers of offenders incarcerated in both prisons and local jails. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Police training is often cited as one of the answers to the widely held perception that minority communities are treated unfairly by police, and that training starts with selecting candidates for those jobs who have the right personality and mindset to serve their communities. Captain Jack Rickard spent years in police supervision and training with the Salt Lake City Police Department. Today, he runs the law enforcement training program at Weber State University. Rickards looks at the controversies over police use of force across the country and some incidents here in Utah, and he says there are some people who just aren't cut out for police work.
I think it's obvious that in the past, departments picked men and women, but generally men, who could stop a fight. And we've come a long way since then. And it's unfortunate that the last few years we have had a real uptick in the number of incidents that have caused our nation to be concerned. We've got to make sure as a law enforcement community that we are part of the communities that we serve. And you can't have bullies out there doing that.
In Utah, the state's Peace Officer Standards and Training Agency sets the curriculum for new officers, both those hired by local departments and others who prepare on their own through programs such as the one at Weber State. Rickard says police agencies looking to hire new officers are very interested in how well trainees have handled the interpersonal relationships that are so important to effective police work.
During that time, you get to know people fairly well. You're running with them. Mm-hmm. You're doing your defensive tactics with them. You're sitting in class with them. And you're living with them an awful lot of the time. Well, at the end of two portions of the academy, the cadets rate themselves and rate their peers. And they're brutally honest. And departments want to see scores like how'd they do on their exams, are they academically fit for this, how'd they do in physical fitness. But what they always want, the first thing they want, is their peer evaluations. Because if they can't get along with classmates for 5 months or 9 months, they certainly aren't going to be able to get along with the public on the street.
In most departments, newly hired officers are paired with more experienced officers for a probationary period, and not everybody makes it through. Rickard says departments lose 10 to 20% of their new hires as they discover who's cut out for the job and who's not. One of the things veteran officers often complain about is the so-called revolving door of the jail. They pick up and book offenders into jail who've been there before and who keep coming back time after time for the same things. Accommodating those offenders in jail is one of the most expensive jobs of county government. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams is hoping there's a way to reduce the number who keep coming back, essentially by teaching them how not to be criminals anymore. Salt Lake County has begun a new program to reach the so-called criminogenic population, those who are inclined to break the law, with classes, counseling, and other services to help them get their lives on the right track. And he says the most important part of the program is measuring its results.
These programs have fantastic anecdotal success stories, but none of these have had a randomized control trial that we can say with certainty that they actually make a difference. In fact, the Rockefeller Foundation completed a study recently where they of government spending on some of these programs, and they showed that $800 billion is spent per year on programming and interventions like this one, for which there is no statistical evidence that it has any impact. So what we're trying to do is, start at baseline and with an empirical measurement to say it's working. And, you know, to be clear, we're not promising that this program is going to have a 100% success rate, but we want to know how effective it is and start putting real mathematical calculations around this to know that a dollar spent on this program is going to have a 55% success rate. And then we can start benchmarking programs against each other and finding what really works for specific populations and focus our precious resources on the programs that are going to have the best outcomes for our residents.
Salt Lake County's program uses the pay-for-success model, which means its upfront costs are covered by private investors. They're promised they'll get their money back from the county, but only if the program works as expected. It's underway now, with First Step House as the main contractor working with offenders. And the measurement of success is simple. It's doing the job if those offenders are booked into jail less frequently. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.